All right, let's dive into the origins of AA, like straight to the source, right?
Bill's Story, Chapter 1 of the Big Book.
Right. This book is like the ultimate guide, well, you know, for recovering alcoholics.
Right.
But our deep dive today is for anyone, really. Anyone who's like fascinated by AA's impact, you know, the message and all.
Yeah, for sure.
And Bill's story, man, talk about a roller coaster. Success, failure, then ultimately redemption. But there's this early experience he had during World War I that kind of foreshadows everything.
Yeah, it's a chilling little anecdote. When he was stationed in England, you know, during the war,
right.
He visits Winchester Cathedral.
Uh-huh.
And there's this tombstone outside that really gets to him. It reads, "Here lies a Hampshire grenadier who caught his death drinking cold small beer."
Wow. That's like straight out of a novel.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing, right? He was young then, caught up in that whole wartime thing, discovering alcohol.
Yeah.
But that tombstone, it's like this stark reminder, you know, like, hey, this path, it could lead to this.
Totally. I mean, you got to consider the context, right? It was wartime.
Right.
Drinking heavily was like normalized, even glorified, you know?
Makes sense.
For Bill, alcohol became a way to cope with the pressure of military life.
Right.
And then the war ends. He comes home, sets his sights on Wall Street, and dives headfirst into like the world of finance, the stock market.
Your roaring 20s, huh?
Exactly. And this period, it's that classic rags to riches story,
mm-hmm.
fueled by his ambition and, well, the booming 20s.
It's funny. He actually describes himself as a potential alcoholic even back then.
Really?
Yeah. Already pushing himself, juggling law school and the stock market.
Wow.
And even though he wasn't drinking constantly yet, it was starting to cause friction in his marriage.
I see.
He even tried to justify his drinking to his wife. Said, like, great thinkers often found inspiration in alcohol philosophers creating masterpieces under the influence.
Fascinating.
Right. Classic denial, clinging to any excuse to keep drinking. And then his success on Wall Street. Well, that just fueled it all, amplified his lifestyle, surrounded him with enablers, the crash of 29.
Exactly. That's the turning point. More than a financial blow, it was like his whole world shattering. All that security he built, gone.
Oof.
Financial ruin, but also, you know, the psychological devastation that comes with it.
He describes it, you know, watching the market collapse firsthand, his fortune evaporating.
And how'd he cope?
Alcohol.
Dope.
More heavily than ever.
Tragic, but so common. It's like a crutch, you know,
mm-hmm.
numbing the pain, temporary escape.
But it only makes the problem worse, right?
Exactly.
And that's what happened is drinking spiraled. He was relying on bathtub gin just to function.
Oh, wow.
Constant tremors, couldn't eat, his weight plummeted. He was a shadow of his former self. He tried to quit, you know, several times, pulled right back in every single time.
The insidious nature of addiction, the push and pull, wanting to stop but feeling powerless.
But a constant battle.
One he was losing rapidly.
His doctor gave him a year to live if he didn't stop.
Wow, imagine facing that, knowing yourself destructing.
But then in this darkness, a glimmer of hope appears.
His old friend.
Yeah. A friend who'd battled alcohol but found a way out through, well, a spiritual awakening. This friend, he embodied the possibility of recovery, something Bill couldn't even fathom at that point.
Powerful.
Bill, a man of logic, reason, he struggled to grasp this whole higher power thing. It was so far outside his understanding.
But his friend's transformation.
It was undeniable, a stark contrast to his own downward spiral. He couldn't ignore that something profound had happened.
It's like seeing is believing, right?
Yeah.
That personal testimony, someone who's walked a similar path and come out the other side, it plants a seed of hope.
But Bill still wrestled with it. Accepting a God who intervened in human affairs, he'd seen too much suffering, too much hypocrisy in the name of religion.
Yeah, that skepticism makes sense. Organized religion and personal suffering, they don't always, you know, jive.
Right. But then his friend asks, why don't you choose your own conception of God?
Whoa, what a question.
Right. It gave Bill permission to, like, define his own understanding of spirituality, broke him free from that rigid dogma that had always repelled him.
It's about meeting someone where they are, acknowledging their doubts, and offering a path that, you know, fits.
And for Bill, that was the key. He didn't have to conform. He could create his own understanding.
One that resonated with his experience.
Why, exactly. One that allowed him to embrace a power greater than himself.
So it wasn't about giving up control.
In a way, it was. He finally acknowledged he couldn't fight this alone.
I see.
And this realization led him to his final hospitalization.
The moment of surrender.
Yeah. He let go of alcohol and fully embraced this power greater than himself.
Powerful stuff.
Right. But this is just the start of his journey. From here, he embarks on a new path, dedicating himself to helping others struggling with alcoholism. And we'll explore this pivotal shift and the emergence of AA when we come back for part two.
All right, so we're back, diving deeper into Bill's story. Last we left off, Bill had just experienced this, like, profound spiritual awakening during his last stint in the hospital.
Right, right.
And it seems like surrendering to a higher power, it wasn't just about his own recovery, you know?
Yeah.
It ignited this passion to help others, those trapped in the cycle of addiction.
Exactly. It wasn't enough for him to just get sober himself. He felt this, like, responsibility to share his experience, offer hope to those who were, well, hopeless.
Right. Like, hey, if I can do it, so can you.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like he saw his own struggle as this blueprint for helping others navigate, you know, the treacherous terrain of alcoholism.
And this is where we see the seeds of AA being planted, right?
Yeah.
Armed with sobriety, this burning desire to help, Bill starts working with other alcoholics.
Right, right. But he didn't just share his story, did he?
No, no. He also started outlining these principles, the things that had been crucial to his own recovery.
Okay, so what were those?
Well, he recognized early on that working with others, it wasn't just like an altruistic thing. It was essential for his own sobriety.
How so?
Isolation. It could easily become a trigger.
Yeah, yeah.
But by staying connected, sharing experiences, supporting one another, that was vital for long-term recovery.
It's like that saying, you're only as sick as your secrets.
Exactly.
So action was key, right?
Absolutely.
It wasn't enough to just believe in a higher power.
Right.
You had to put those beliefs into practice.
Right. Take action, work towards recovery, and help others do the same.
Yeah. Almost like you recognize that inherent human need to be of service, especially when you're battling something as, well, insidious as addiction.
Yeah. Fascinating insight. And this is where the 12 steps of AA come into play.
Oh, right. Right, right. The steps.
These steps that Bill started outlining in these early interactions, they emphasize things like honesty, humility, self-reflection, and making amends for past wrongs, you know?
It's like a practical framework for recovery.
Exactly.
Okay, but did this resonate with people? Like, did they find it helpful?
Oh, absolutely. The growth of AA was remarkable. What started as, like, informal gatherings in Bill's kitchen quickly grew into this whole network of support groups.
Wow.
Within a few years, thousands of people were attending these meetings, finding strength and hope and, you know, shared experience, mutual support. It's a testament to the power of, well, personal narrative and structured action.
Wow. Incredible how one man's journey could spark such a movement. It really makes you think about, like, the ripple effect of personal transformation, doesn't it? But, you know, one thing that struck me about Bill's story is his honesty. He doesn't sugarcoat the difficulties of recovery.
Right.
There were times, you know, where he felt overwhelmed, questioned his sanity, even thought about suicide.
It's true. It wasn't a straight line to redemption.
No, not at all.
Bill's story reminds us that, well, recovery is a process with its own ups and downs, moments of doubt and despair.
But what set him apart, fueled his resilience, was this, like, unwavering commitment to helping others.
Even when he was struggling himself.
Yeah. He found that by working with other alcoholics, focusing on their needs, he was able to stay sober.
There's a real beauty in that reciprocity, a cycle of giving and receiving mutual support.
Yeah, it's like he intuitively understood that by turning outward, he could heal inward.
And that becomes a core principle of AA. By helping others, we help ourselves.
Right. We create this sense of community, belonging.
Essential for long-term sobriety.
It's like the opposite of that isolation we talked about earlier.
Exactly.
And Bill also emphasized making amends, right? Like, for past wrongs.
Yes. Acknowledging and taking responsibility for the harm caused.
Not just personal atonement.
No, but recognizing the impact of our actions on others.
It's like owning our past, seeking forgiveness, and making things right to the best of our ability, right?
Right. It's not about dwelling on the past or punishing ourselves. It's about consciously repairing broken relationships and moving forward.
With integrity.
Exactly.
But it wasn't just about individual recovery, was it?
No, not at all.
Bill saw AA's impact extending to families, communities.
Of course. Addiction doesn't exist in a vacuum, right? Like, it affects everyone.
Families are torn apart, relationships strained.
Communities bear the burden of alcohol-related consequences.
And AA recognized that recovery, well, it's not just about individual healing. It's about restoring wholeness to families, communities.
It's a systemic approach.
He talked about witnessing incredible transformations, families reunited, feuds resolved, people once considered hopeless reclaiming their lives.
Becoming productive members of society.
These stories, they're like a testament to the far-reaching impact of this approach.
They're incredibly inspiring. They demonstrate the power of hope, the resilience of the human spirit, and the ripple effect of, well, one person's commitment to helping others.
Yeah, it's like even in the darkest times, change is possible.
Not just for individuals, but for entire systems.
But it wasn't all serious business, right? I mean, Bill talked about the joy, the laughter that filled AA meetings. He emphasized finding humor, even in the midst of adversity.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like it challenges that stereotype of recovery being this somber, arduous process.
Recovery doesn't have to be all doom and gloom.
Right.
Finding moments of joy, connection, laughter. It's essential.
For staying positive, staying committed.
Exactly. It's about rediscovering the beauty of life without alcohol, finding new passions, building meaningful relationships.
Recognizing that recovery isn't just about not drinking.
It's about living a full life.
Yeah. There's a real sense of balance in Bill's approach, isn't there? Recovery requires hard work, dedication.
Absolutely.
But it's also about finding joy, connection, embracing the lighter side of life.
That's a holistic approach.
Recognizing that we're complex beings with a multitude of needs.
Bill's story reminds us that even in the darkest of times, there's always hope. And by reaching out, connecting with others, embracing a power greater than ourselves, we can overcome anything.
Find a path to healing.
And wholeness.
So Bill may have passed away in 71, but his legacy lives on, right?
Oh, absolutely. Through AA.
By 2006, there were over 106,000 LAA groups worldwide.
Think about that impact.
Yeah.
One man's journey touching so many lives.
But this is just one chapter in the story. We'll delve into the final part of Bill's story and the evolution of AA when we come back for part three. Welcome back to our deep dive. You know, as we explore the evolution of AA from Bill's personal story to this global movement, what strikes me is how, like, organically it all happened.
Yeah.
Not some top-down structure, more like individuals helping each other, a chain reaction, kind of like those early gatherings Bill hosted.
It's true. That grassroots approach, it really contributed to that sense of shared ownership, which became like a defining characteristic of AA. Uh-huh. No hierarchy, no central authority dictating, you know, the path to recovery. Everyone equal, united by their struggle and that commitment to finding a way out.
It's like a sense of community you don't always see in traditional treatment models.
Exactly.
And Bill, he really nurtured this community, insisted that AA remain self-supporting, relying on contributions from its members,
right.
Rejected any outside funding, believing financial independence was like crucial for maintaining the organization's integrity, you know?
Yeah, that self-reliance principle, it's deeply embedded in AA's philosophy. It fosters that sense of responsibility among its members.
Right.
They're not just passive recipients. They're active participants in their own recovery and in supporting others.
Right. It breaks down that isolation that can fuel addiction.
Exactly.
And that ownership, it extends to how meetings are run, right? No judgment, no pressure to conform. People share at their own pace.
It's a space where vulnerability is encouraged, you know?
Yeah, a safe haven.
Exactly. A place to be honest, authentic, without fear of judgment.
And that safety, it's crucial, right? For trust, open communication, essential for healing and growth.
It's something the traditional therapy often lacks, that shared experience, the peer support.
Right. Right. And then there's the anonymity.
Huge.
Bill understood that many people battling alcohol, they carry this like heavy burden of shame, stigma.
Right. So AA created a space where people could seek help without fear of those social repercussions.
Anonymity, it's a cornerstone of their success.
Absolutely. Let's individuals focus solely on their recovery. No societal judgment, you know.
Just be themselves. Share openly. Connect with others who get it.
Levels the playing field. Removes the barriers that often prevent people from getting help.
Bill's story and these principles, they've had a profound impact, lasting impact.
Millions of lives.
A lifeline for so many. Offering a path to recovery, community, and hope, not just for the individuals, but for their families, too.
It's a testament to the power of shared experience, that human connection, and that belief that even when things are tough, change is possible.
Bill's legacy is one of compassion, resilience, and that transformative power of, well, human connection.
He took his struggle and turned it into a force for healing.
Changed how we view addiction.
Absolutely.
So, as we wrap up our deep dive into Bill's story, what's skink with you?
Well, it reminds me that even when things seem impossible, change is possible. It's about surrender, finding that strength greater than ourselves, embracing the support of others.
We're not meant to go through this alone, right?
No, not at all. And, you know, it highlights how powerful it is to share our stories.
Being vulnerable, authentic.
Yeah. We connect with others, offer hope, create this ripple effect.
It's recognizing that our struggles, they can be the catalyst for, well, collective growth.
Absolutely. And perhaps most importantly, Bill's story, it underscores the importance of community.
Yeah, connecting with those who understand.
Finding that strength, support, sense of belonging.
It's essential.
Bill's legacy reminds us, in unity, there's strength.
And in sharing our vulnerabilities, we find our power.
Bill's journey from despair to recovery, it's powerful, a testament to the human spirit, the enduring legacy of one man's commitment to helping others. As you go about your day, let his journey inspire you, whether it's seeking help, supporting others, or just appreciating the power of resilience. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the heart of Alcoholics Anonymous. We hope you'll join us again soon as we explore other fascinating stories, uncover hidden gems of knowledge in history, science, and the human experience.